Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, that sounds means it's time for a little Mix 100 sports action. I got a couple of quick things. LeBron James will play in the NBA next season, but not for the Lakers.
What?
He announced yesterday that he's going to be taking his talents
elsewhere.
Somewhere else, like the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Think we'll scoop him up? Well,
no.
That sound means it's time for a little Mix 100 sports act.
I liked your voice
what
so
the
much.
What was that? Anyway, you think the Nuggets are going to scoop him up?
It would be a fantasy dream, but probably not.
Probably not.
He no. wants to go.
He's
going to
be 42 years old.
Well, and let's
Actually,
be honest.
Still pretty good.
When he went to the Lakers, I mean, it was all about LBJ. Like, it was all about him. He was the center of that team. We already have a center of our team. We already have a superstar. We don't need LeBron to come here and try and take that away from the Joker. So, I don't know.
I don't think he would do that, but it's just
I don't think he would, but... It's just like bringing him here, I just don't
it's
think that that would help our
lot.
Team.
It's
I just
a lot
don't
of personality
think
to bring
yeah.
to Colorado.
Yeah.
I guess there still will be a James playing on the Lakers, though. LeBron Jr.
Yeah.
Right?
Bronny.
Yeah.
Bronny.
They just signed, or he's still going to continue. Was he already playing?
Yo, so you know what's funny? Yeah. So he
yeah,
did
yeah,
this
he's gonna
thing.
Continue.
Talk about the ultimate dad move. He did not say that he was leaving the Lakers until the day after that Bronny Jr. got the guaranteed money from the Lakers.
$2.3 million.
Ultimate dad move.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, LeBron, literally the next day after his guarantees kicked in, LeBron goes, by the way, I'm out.
Yeah.
Everybody had to know, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You got to know in the
industry. The Lakers are kind of paying it forward. That's what you do. If you're LeBron James, they'll pay it forward for the next generation.
Let me give you one more thing. I found this funny. Team Ecuador is filing a complaint against Mexican fans in this whole soccer nonsense that's going on. Ecuador got knocked out against Mexico, okay? But here's what happened. They landed in town, and there was a flight delay. They didn't get to their hotel until 3 hours later than they were supposed to. They were tired, blah, blah, blah. But they have filed an official complaint with FIFA because of the fans' behavior outside the hotel. I guess a bunch of Mexican fans showed up outside the hotel, brought drums, fireworks, and car horns, and kept the players from sleeping all night long.
Yeah.
On top of the delays and the jet lag. And they were like, what the hell, man? So they've officially filed a complaint to make some of these host cities, like, control the fans.
Well, and it was not just a couple fans. It was like hundreds
lot, yeah.
of
yeah.
Mexico fans out there the entire
Good
night.
On them, though. That's,
hey, that's
brilliant.
Exactly. That's
Come
how
on.
It works. That's how
that's
it works.
Fandom.
Honking horns and shooting off fireworks.
Get some earplugs, right?
Yeah. Sounds like this entire week here in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got, Josh?
Well, it is July 1st, so what does that mean? Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to Woo-hoo! All of those who celebrate. Now, if you don't understand what Bobby Bonilla is, we're going to break it down a little bit right here for you.
On July 1st, every year, the New York Mets send Bonilla a check for $1.19 million. And that's because back in 2000, the team bought out Bonilla. But instead of taking the lump sum, Bonilla and his agent deferred the payments at 8% interest from 2011 to 2035 until he's 72 years old, despite not playing for the team since 1999.
Dang. So what was his lump sum amount?
So his lump sum would have been around $6 million, like $5.9 million. Now, what the Mets did in 1999 is one of the most famous things ever because they had ties to Bernie Madoff. Remember Bernie Madoff when he was saying, oh, I can get you billions and billions of dollars?
Yeah.
They heavily invested with him, so they deferred this payment, which deferred payments happen all the time in sports. Shohei Ohtani has a very famous one, as he's making close to $800 million with the Dodgers. That is all deferred money to the end of his career, okay?
Yeah.
Right now, he's making $1.2 million. So, deferred payments are not a new thing. But what they did with Bobby Bonilla is they said, we'll defer your payments to 2011 until 2035, which now he's going to be making $30 million
off of the New York Mets,
who have not played. He has not played since 1999.
Brilliant move. It's a brilliant move.
All their Bernie Madoff money
because
the dude was a Ponzi scheme. Like, it's one of the most famous, crazy sports stories. If you don't know anything about him, I really encourage you to look him up, because the fact that he has not played since 2001 and played with the Mets since 99.
Yeah.
And he's just getting that check
every
year.
Every single year, $1.2 million.
Good
for
him.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah, what a great agent. Yeah.
I need him.
Wow.
What's good, world?
This is where the buzz meets the altitude.
Check it out.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Yeah, it's all brought to you by Mile High Appliance, where you can celebrate the 4th with amazing savings throughout their showrooms. Get a top-of-the-line GE French door stainless refrigerator. Heck yeah. For only $24.49. MountainHighAppliance.com for all the details. All right, it looks like the Swift-Kelsey wedding, the fairy tale in New York, is going to happen. It sounds like, Josh, that they're building a massive castle inside Madison Square Garden.
That's very Taylor, though.
There's a video of two large white staircase banisters being loaded into the arena. There's also some trucks labeled Garden Party, whatever that means. On top of that, guests have been forced to sign an NDA.
Of course.
And then they are saying they weren't asked to sign away their rights to appear on camera. So it sounds like there won't be a streaming special or any sort of documentary made from the event. Anyway, the press is lined up. They accidentally rolled out a red carpet, and then they had to roll it back up.
Oh, no.
So that happened.
Jump the gun on that one.
And then they're saying, how big is this wedding going to be? Well, the National Guard is on scene.
Oh. Come on.
And additional police officers. They say it's going to cost about an extra $160,000 for the city to staff this event.
You
so I would imagine Tay-Tay's going to cover that.
Is this like America's version of the royal wedding?
Yes.
Is this our...
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
we're
at
like
least
the
a
White
version.
Castle version
yeah.
of
yeah.
the royal
version
wedding.
Of it. The
Ed
TMZ
Sheeran's
going
to be there. Gigi Hadid, Selena Gomez, Stevie Nicks, Tim McGraw. The guest list is trickling out.
I saw some of the stuff
excited.
They were unloading for it, and they had a huge box, and on the side of the box it said watermelon cream.
Mm.
I don't know what that's for. It got me thinking, though. I know.
It's
like,
lube,
what
actually.
Would we do oh.
It's lube.
With all that.
It's lube.
Oh, that's one party.
You don't have any of that?
That's one.
You don't
that's
have
one
it?
Heck of a party right there.
Yeah, it comes in a big box like that.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
No.
By the crate?
Yeah.
Think you'd be a little bit more discreet about something yeah. like that.
Perimenopause,
I mean,
right Katie.
On the side, watermelon cream.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
Big bold
stuff
letters.
Is awesome. It's very affordable. Here's one for okay. you guys. July 14th is SpongeBob Day, according to Nickelodeon.
Yes!
I knew you would love it.
Yes!
This is right up your alley.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
There's going to be all sorts of fan-favorite episodes on Nickelodeon, all-day marathons.
I can't wait.
Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you'll probably lay on your couch and watch all this.
No. It was when baby Nana, when she was a baby, she watched SpongeBob, and that was one of the things I didn't mind her watching because I liked it, too. So we'd watch it together, and SpongeBob is fun.
It's big in the stoner community.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Shut up, Josh. It's just a fun, good old awesome show, okay?
So, Minions and Monsters hits theaters today, and at the Hollywood premiere on Sunday night, there was a Minion singing competition where four young ladies took the stage to perform covers of popular songs, but they had to sing it in the Minions' voices.
Oh.
And I happen to have a little bit of the winner. You guys want to hear it?
Please.
Yeah, here you go. Not bad.
That sounds like a
video. Okay, that's all you get.
No, you can just see them with their hands,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
Like, their one big eye.
I wonder if you actually practice that or you can just get up there and
yeah.
sing gibberish.
And is that a female or a 40-year-old man?
It was a woman, 26-year-old Raina, looks like Raina Kondo, I don't know. But she had the winning performance of I'll Be There.
Good for
get
her.
It, Raina.
In Minion voice. So
love
that's kind of cute, right?
Yes.
That's super cute. All right, what else you got?
Okay, over in Littleton, actually, this story popping up yesterday where a man was, quote unquote, affected by lightning and started a fire out there at Fox Hollow Golf Course. So one person was taken to the hospital, no word on their condition or anything, but it happened near the sixth hole on the course. And yeah, a little brush fire started up. And you live in that area. Could you see smoke and stuff from it, Jeremy? Were you aware of this going on?
I was not aware of any of this,
no?
But I would imagine I could have seen the smoke. smoke.
Yeah, if you were looking
if
for it,
this
right?
man was affected by the lightning.
Yes, well, and there's a lot of smoke just in our area in general, so you probably couldn't distinguish it from a lot of the stuff already going on. But yeah, one of those little fires sparking up
one of
pretty
the
close to us. So.
I don't golf as I'm afraid of the lightning.
Yeah.
It's
even
scary.
On a 90-degree sunny day, it's too scary.
I've been on a golf course where lightning strikes and the paramedics and police were going down the cart path and they asked us if we got hit by it and we were like, no, we're good. We're not, you know, shocked.
I've never had a lightning experience.
It's scary because obviously it happens so fast and people, I mean, people get hit. It's scary. And you're plus in golf
people get affected.
You're holding a metal rod up in the sky.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Lightning.
Yeah.
It always shocks me when I see guys out on the course when it's cloudy out, when there's some kind of inclement weather.
What's the saying? Hard stuff isn't coming down yet.
I know. You guys push it to the very limit.
We
but
have nothing to live
man,
for.
There's
okay.
some times where it's like windy to the point where the trees are bending and y'all are still out there hitting a ball into the wind.
Katie,
like,
if it
it's
gets them away from their
something.
Wives, they're fine.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yep.
But
you kind of want to be hit by the lightning sometimes. Or, I'm sorry, affected by the lightning.
Affected,
yes.
quote, unquote. That's how we're saying it.
Oh, God.
Hey, we've got a new bookstore.
Why are we saying it like that?
Because I don't think he got hit.
Just affected. Okay.
It just was affected.
Like, it wasn't directly.
It wasn't a direct hit.
Well, enough to go to the hospital.
All right,
but
just curious.
Yeah.
It was a shocking experience.
I don't know.
I mean, if this is like PC now to say you're not allowed to be hit by lightning.
I don't know if that's.
Because hitting is bad.
Yeah, no, violent. Exactly.
Getting struck by lightning is pretty violent.
I just know in the story, it's quote unquote affected, so that's what I use.
So
news.
Oh, you are gonna get hit.
Yeah, as I duck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then moving on to the next one.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Good Girl Cafe and Bookstore. So they're going to open a little later this month. And this is kind of neat because this bookstore is a coffee shop as well, as I said. And it joins the list of growing romantic bookstores in town. So, like Denver's growing offering of romance-themed bookstores, it's for good reason, too, because romance is currently the fastest growing category in the U.S. print book market. And really on social media, you see it on TikTok, the book, the romance books TikTok. Oh gosh. But yeah, here's the thing is that this bookstore, they're going to have fun drinks as well. So some themed drinks along with that romance novel stuff, the Good Girl, the Golden Retriever are some of the coffee drinks that you can get, as well as the Black Cat, the Morally Gray,
the Watermelon Cream.
No, not Watermelon Cream, but the Slapshot. A nod to the hockey romance novels. Everybody is loving the hockey love.
I love fun drinks.
I like this whole hockey thing.
I've been affected by a fun drink.
No, have you been affected by a fun drink? Okay, probably the Morally Gray. And we're going to Turks and Caicos. Did you know this?
No.
Denver, first nonstop flight fires up in December through United Airlines. I've always wanted to go there. Like,
where is it?
I have no idea.
By
but
Haiti.
The Price is Right
Dominican
told
Republic
me
area.
Turks and Caicos is the place to be every day. Showcase has a trip to the Turks and Caicos.
They have the
place,
fine white sand beaches.
Yes, yes. Mm. So I've always wanted to go to Turks and Caicos. And now we can.
Well, good for
Denver. United has a nonstop flight starting up in December. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
Oh, thank you very much. Why was that such an abrupt ending? I don't know.